The U.S. economy slashed 140,000 jobs in December, marking the first monthly job loss in 8 months. Today's figures from the Labor Department just confirm what many economists had already predicted, that the long winter and rising coronavirus infections would deal another blow to the economic recovery. Let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. Mike, what did you see in that jobs report?
Well, Peter, it's sort of like a deja vu to what we saw in the spring. As you pointed out, you know, the COVID was flaring up. The cold weather meant more restaurants couldn't continue with outdoor dining and that type of thing. So that leisure and hospitality category, which includes bars and restaurant jobs, they lost almost 500,000 jobs in the month.
Wow.
And Peter, another area I think is important is government jobs. That category lost 45,000 jobs. And since February, government jobs have gone down by 1.3 million. So some of that's sort of distorted by the census jobs, but I do think it's a signal of how hard some state and local governments are struggling due to the loss of tax revenue because of all these businesses that have shut at least temporarily, if not permanently, Peter.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the restaurant jobs you mentioned. Those the restaurant industry was already hurting tremendously. Look, there was some talk that the arrival of the new vaccines would help pull us out of this hole. But as we all know, distribution has been very, very slow. Do you think that had an impact on this jobs report? And maybe even more importantly, do you think it will have an impact on the jobs recovery going forward?
Right. So for this report just covers December. So I don't think the vaccine developments really moved the needle too much for the December report. But you're absolutely right about going forward for the first half of the year, at least perhaps the whole year, is that the rollout of the vaccine and how successful we're able to get people vaccinated, I think, will be one of the key metrics, if not the most important metrics, for getting the job market back to where it was.
Mike, stocks closed at record highs yesterday, which is pretty hard to believe considering the attack on Capitol Hill this week and the political chaos that we're living through. What do you make of that? Are investors living in reality right now?
I think you'll probably find plenty of people that will tell you no, they are not. But, you know, the market is what it is. And I think for now, the clarity around who would control the Senate after the Georgia elections, that removed a lot of uncertainty about sort of what stocks and what industries investors want to bet on. And I think with the prospects also of more government spending, coupled with everything the Federal Reserve is doing to stimulate the economy, and all this pent-up consumer demand and savings that is expected to be unleashed once we do get through the other end of the virus, that, for the moment at least, has people very gung-ho about the stock market. It is a very fickle beast, however, so let's talk about it again next week.
I'm sure we will. And speaking of government spending, we just have a little bit of time here. With Joe Biden in the White House and Democrats controlling the House and Senate, what do you think? Those $2,000 relief checks, will they be on their way?
Well, so the latest on that is from the Washington Post. They're saying that West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin is against the $2,000 checks. He's a Democrat, but he doesn't always vote that way. So I think that's still in the sort of category of possible, but not quite probable just yet.
Now, that's interesting because there may be some Republicans who support it, a few, but maybe just enough if it's a 50-50 tie in the Senate. Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Peter.